Think a minute. The most famous Italian in the 20th century was probably Benito Mussolini, known to his people as Il Duce, which simply means the leader. His charisma was almost like a movie star rather than a government leader, even though his charm was bathed in blood and violence. The popularity of Mussolini was truly phenomenal. He transformed Italy into a spectacular show of national pride, parades, military power, and music. Mussolini regularly stood on his balcony with thousands of people below, cheering and worshiping him at the height of his power. Parents would hold their children up to see their mighty leader. To young men, he seemed to be the perfect example of a real man, fearless and tough. And to young women, he represented both seduction and security in one. Italians and even citizens of other countries frequently asked for the autograph of Mussolini, the superstar. One of these fans sent Mussolini a photo, hoping he would sign it, but he rejected his admirer's request. However, Mussolini would likely have signed it had he known who this fan would become. For this young man who worshipped Mussolini as his hero did follow in his steps, until one day these two terrible dictators stood side by side, Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler, two of the most evil leaders in all of history. Remember, we become like the people we admire and want to be like. C.S. Lewis wrote, "It's a serious thing to live in a world of possible gods and goddesses. All day long, we are in one way or another helping each other become a person of great goodness or horrible evil. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Every person we meet, joke with, work with, marry, mistreat, and ignore will become either everlasting horrors of evil or everlasting heroes of godly character and goodness." So what kind of person do you want to be forever? The only person worthy to be your hero, whom you worship and follow, is your Creator and Rescuer. Won't you ask Jesus to forgive you for living your wrong way and to take control of your heart and character so you can start becoming like Him every day for the rest of your life and even after you die? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.